meeting Thursday, October 13th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. Call to order. Roll call. Horace, here. Sussex.
Here.
Tilde.
Here.
Lane.
Here.
Wilbur.
Here.
Domanovic. It's not here yet. Okay. Introduction of guests, city officials and staff. Director of Parks and Recreation, Tim Evans. Superintendent of Parks, Scott Sleezer. Superintendent of Recreation, Jay Ramos. Liaison to City City Council, Liaison to Park Board, Joel Frieders. And Ken Cope is also here. And Sasha's here. Public comment. Presentations. Approval of the minutes from August 11, 2016. Any questions, additions, corrections?
Just one correction. It doesn't say that I was here, but I'm listed on there. Does that matter? I wasn't here.
No, just so.
I think we just talked about you all.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're here in spirit.
Our recorder's in another state. Okay. Any questions on the minutes? If there are none, all in favor, say aye.
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 For approval. Anybody say no? Okay.
You want to make a motion first?
No. Bills review. Bills list, September 8, 2016, and October 13, 2016. Nothing?
No, it was very good. Everything was pretty self-explanatory.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. You sure, Danny? You know, yes, I'm sure. I peruse these.
Okay, budget report, July 2016. We can do both budget report for August 2016.
Any questions? I will say, overall, I mean, we had a good year last year. We're right almost equal to last year. I mean, we're within $1,000 or $2,000 at the end of August, if you look at the report. So, and that's actually us paying for Scott's second full-time hire. It wasn't budgeted at the beginning of the year. We're paying for it this year. So we're off to, after the first 4 months, 5 months, we're off to a pretty good start this year. Things are running very well, are very similar to last year. We had a very good hometown days, which has helped out a lot.
Are we going to see that soon?
We'll have that before the next meeting. We'll have a final report. We just got the last electric bill yesterday or a couple days ago. So
I heard the numbers were pretty good. So.
It'll come in above $15,000. Basketball, soccer's off to a good start. Preschool's doing very well. So.
Why do you think your hometown days was so successful this year?
Well, I mean, the weather plays a tremendous role. I mean, weather plays a tremendous role. I mean, when Ribs on the River was huge, it was because it was a great weekend.
Yeah.
Hometown days was a tremendous weekend.
So. Is it better cutting it down to 3 days now? What's the big part of saying Sunday? Does that have something to do with it also?
I don't know if it has anything to do with the success. I think it's better in the sense of for staff.
I think expenditures, too. I think
it helps lower the expenditures.
Right. Yeah. I think it is better with 3 days.
I think so.
Dan's right.
But, I mean, we're just seeing an uptick even in just the community being involved with Hometown Days. We had community church got involved and did a touch a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Who else reached out to us this year?
They helped out. Groups. I mean, Jacob Cole's always been there. And just sponsors and just even people wanting to become, just even wanting to be like vendors and exhibitors there. We're seeing definitely an increase in that. Part of that is we're kind of advertising it in different avenues over the last couple of years. But too, I think just, we're just becoming more of an industry. People want to come in and be there because we've been, weather's good, it's successful, people come out and do it. You know,
and then adding the dog show competition, that's been a huge draw. That gives us kind of a niche where people know that. I mean, we're the only one I know of doing something like that. Mm-hmm. Working with Cross Church now and doing Friday, the kind of Christian music, I mean, that's a whole avenue we have never done before that's appealing to people to come out.
I think the carnival last year or the year before really impressed everybody. I mean, we saw tremendous sales in that area this year that, in my personal opinion, I think it maybe helped just with them being so great the year before, really clean, really safe, really great rides, a good variety. I think word kind of got out and a lot of people were interested in participating this year in that. I mean, definitely our sales showed a vast improvement even from the best year I've ever seen since I've been here. So, but again, the weather was perfect.
That plays a huge role.
A huge role, yeah. So we can do everything the same, but if the weather's not as good, no one's coming.
We'll have a final report at the next meeting.
Okay.
But overall, things are going very well this year.
Good to hear.
At least on the financial side.
You guys do great every year. You beat our expectations. Okay. Old business, there is none. New business, new recreation program, space, facility drawing.
Yes, so obviously this is part of selling the 15 acres on the south side of the Bristol Bay Park, was to look into some recreation programming opportunities to expand those with either adding on to a facility or building our own. We had a contractor do some drawings for us. It was in your packet. It's a little more detailed here, the big drawing. I also have, Scott did, if Joel doesn't mind handing those out, one of our proposed things is kind of would be over at Beecher Park.
Back behind the library, what this drawing depicts is a scale drawing of where the building roughly would sit. So it's literally just...
Oh, this is at Beecher?
So this would be kind of what we would propose.
I guess you're going to put it over by the on the other part.
Well, Prairie Meadows or Roman Shiner was an option, but the more that we kind of looked at it, this is a better location just because it has parking, abundant parking
it's all
available.
Right there.
You have a relationship then with the library. You have fields there. You've got a playground there. So
is there room for expansion?
That's this would not interfere with, because they do little kids baseball. It wouldn't interfere with baseball.
Thank you.
I'm sure they'll have questions about it if we move forward with it to YYYBSA, but it wouldn't interfere with them in any way, shape, or form. And it would allow us to expand there to going towards the east along the fence line of the football field there. So if we want to, if things go successful and we're starting to generate good income out of this, we want to go back and expand the building, we would be able to do that. But they have the designs in there to kind of give you an idea. This is not a, I don't want to make it, it's not a rec center. This isn't a huge building.
It's 50 feet by 60 feet. It's literally just one large room and some bathrooms and some storage. It's fairly simplistic, straightforward. But I think just having a free, clear span room, one large room, you know, down the road, if we have a dedicated use for it, you can always change that up. It's a free span, meaning you don't have, you know, it'll be a truss roof, so you wouldn't have to worry about having any barriers.
Wood or steel?
The outside. Wood. Probably. Well, I think we'd want to do, I think we'd want to do a shingled roof. I think it would look better, and honestly, I think...
what about a metal roof?
I think they have less problems with a shingled roof, personally.
How much?
That building is about $300,000.
That's it.
That was our budget number, so when we were talking with the contractor, that's kind of the number we threw out.
I do have here, and it's in the packet, there are pictures for a double the size, a $600,000 building, so Bart asked me to have that done, too. And I do have the drawings here. We can propose that. That means city council giving fundings for it.
I think you should give them both.
We will, but I'm just saying that is not something where we can afford. Like, this is what we can afford.
Right.
And even this, we have $250,000 from a sale. We're going to have to come out of our own budget this year that we're saving for to pay for the rest of it.
You have a rough idea of... Ken and I talked about this over drinks, but when you have a rough idea of what you can bring in as far as programming is concerned, plus what all you have coming in right now, if you can find out a way to cut off what is done in other facility versus what would be done here, if you could find out what you could potentially start making money on right away, that could help lessen the blow.
Yeah. It could. I mean, I would hate to get in a situation like the rec center where I'm over-promising.
Mm-hmm. Under-promise, but be legitimate.
Legitimately, my goal would be, and, you know, I still have to get all the details, is at least for the first year or two, we'll just break it even.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to over-promise something, and then you're saying you built a $600,000 building for us, and you're expecting $2,000 a month coming in for the next 5 years, and we can't do it.
Oh, no. Not about expectations, just about what programming you would add to a new facility that would bring in cash, just so that you can have that to offset the sticker shock of maybe spending $500.
Like a business. Okay.
It would be a business. I mean, the bigger we go, obviously the more we can offer.
Right.
Like a building of this size at $300,000, you're offering kids programming. Maybe fitness classes you can maybe expand into, and a lot of little kids, you know, 12 and under type things. Mm-hmm. You're going to be limited, and we could expand our camps in the summer and stuff like that. The bigger the goal, then you can now do something where you could have open gym basketball for teens, where they could just walk right across from the freshman academy from the high school, and that building would be available just to pay a buck or two, which at the rec center was very profitable for us to have that ability. Besides the fact that getting some kids to do, to have that ability was just free money.
I have a couple questions. The floor, concrete?
Yes.
It'll stay concrete?
Yeah, I think we'll either stay in the concrete or put an epoxy over the top.
Okay. I like the stain idea, but...
No basement? No basement.
No. No slab. It would have a frost wall, and then it would be slab construction.
And one other thing is, what's the siding? Is it hardy?
You know, we didn't really get that far into it. I think it's going to be metal siding. But the front would be a brick or a brick veneer.
Yes, I would prefer to see that.
It would have to meet the city's facade
right.
code. So right. I think we're thinking some brick on the front or at least some veneer.
Or half.
And then
half
metal,
a wall
then
like this.
On the outside, yeah, on the sides.
Yeah, okay, because this is not. That's,
yeah, but we
hope that's
with,
not the way
we
it's
work with
look.
Christy. No, these are just very preliminary drawings.
I'm an architectural review committee.
Oh, really?
I mean, if you look at the print, we kept the windows up high on the sides, so if it was going to have, you know, bitty basketball or something in there, you don't have windows down low.
Right.
So it could be.
I like that too. You get the light in there. And
right.
It's better for security too.
You could always add it.
So, okay. I got a question. Would this be considered like a studio use too? Like, you know, you have a studio at the rec center.
Yes, it is. I mean,
well, I'm just wondering, because how do you do, like, even little kid basketball? You know, it's hard to do both of those in the same room.
You wouldn't probably do both at the same time.
You'd have to probably do just one program at the same time. Like, one program
so
in that spot.
If you needed chairs or something like that in there for a studio type thing, you'd have to move that out.
50 by 60.
Correct. Well, that's why we have storage every time, so you could change the room over into whatever the need was.
I mean, I know at least on my end, as far as, I mean, the more, not I don't want to say basic, but the most we can make it as versatile as possible, the best.
3,000 square feet.
And athletic people saying, I could use it for this. I have preschool saying, I can use it for this. Steve and I are like, oh my gosh, if we had this, we could do these kinds of, like, special events or programs. So, I mean, all of us in all of our divisions, I mean, I brought this up to him and said, what could you do within 5 minutes? I had emails from all of them saying, I could do these. Now, it takes some investment of different, you know, things, and people have to like what we put out there, but we definitely have the ideas. At this point, we just don't have the space, so this would at least allow us to maybe...
How big is the basketball court?
50 by 80,
yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be big enough.
50 by 80?
No,
at least fit one in there.
It'd be a half court.
Yeah. Here's why I asked you this, because I think right now at the Beecher Center, there's been some issues with certain groups using it, and then the seniors, associates come in, and they're complaining that their stuff's been... You know, where you hit a volleyball against somebody's wall mural or something, and it's damaged. I think they've had some issues. I don't know. I just was wondering how that would be worked out.
Well, we would have more control than that situation. Right. So, I mean, I don't. Could you do rentals? Yes, potentially we could look at doing rentals. But, I mean, in the beginning, this would be strictly all programming for us. And then we would see how things go.
And what are the walls?
A high school basketball court
is
50 by 84. So say we got to 50 by 80, you could then maybe slide a court in there.
Because if you slide a court in there, you can put a curtain down the side and do half court practice and half court something else. That's just, that would, for my opinion, that should be the minimum size you're talking about.
And that's something, I mean, that's, we can, we, and we have that. What size is the other one?
The other size is that, you know, the only thing I would caution, I think, is it's going to double the price. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, this is expandable. So mm-hmm. you could put a larger gym behind it, too, at another time.
Now, you know where your office is there?
No.
So when it says offices, those are just individual spaces for...
I mean, you might have somebody there, like, at a front desk situation right. when we're open.
We did do drawing.
But your office is going to stay with you.
Yes. I mean, we're trying to make it as programming space to put offices. I don't want space to get used.
Okay.
So
when it says office, those are spaces
for...
Yes. Yes. Potentially, yes.
Programs might be.
I mean, there might be a little office space, but it's not a lot.
I have a question. When the guy looked at the property, I mean, it has the room for expansion, but is this going to be like the front and you're going to put wings on it or something in back? Are you looking at the total design for the future?
Yes, correct. The idea would be is if you did the smaller building, you could blow it to the back as far as you wanted to.
Okay.
And there's an absolute, or and you could go to the side too, Deb, but what I think we would want to do is make sure in the back of the building it has a gable roof so that you can just tie right under the building.
Well, I just...
That's why there's double doors in the back of this building, actually, so that it would literally open right into another building if you wanted to. I mean, obviously you need it for emergency exit also, but it just makes good sense.
Well, aesthetic-wise, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
10 years from now, we're going to need something, right?
Right. I mean...
You should be planning like we do.
Should it be like this and then this, you know... staggered, or should it be right in back of it? I mean, you want it to look nice in the future.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, the position of where you're putting this thing here is going to determine, you know, you may want to move this over and then put your, I don't know.
If you move it over, you're not going to start taking out a baseball field.
No, I mean towards the football field.
You're getting pretty close to the football field.
You could.
We don't know.
Those things we can work on.
You don't have how many feet you've got.
Well, here, I got
to use this. That's feet right there.
Remember that one? That was a chest line.
Oh, see, that's
better. The field would still have over a 200-foot outfield with this building there.
Okay.
So we wouldn't have to, you know, do away with that infield. They could still utilize that. I think as far as, you know, getting things laid out right, we can make that work.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
I'm just thinking for the future. You want it to.
Yep, I agree with you. That bone rise on the future too.
You know, it's going to be modular, but make the design where you want the things to go later, so when you hook it on, it becomes one nice picture.
Yep, we thought of that too. I mean, I think we would just do a larger version of the same building right behind it and just have a taller ceiling so that the gable just raises up above this and tie the building on. You know, but that's let's see if we can get there.
Are the aldermen feel this is going to pass?
First, I don't think we've seen it.
No,
but
this
I
is
mean,
the first we've seen it.
How do you think?
So,
you know,
we all know that you need facilities.
Yes. Or,
and when I say you, I mean we. Like that's the number one request. And my idea has always been build exactly what you need, but not exactly what you want. This is a good example of a little bit lower than a need. I would go a little bit bigger just
you
as I could.
Sure.
But we have you have money from the land sale.
Yes.
You bring in an income. You're extremely conservative with your budgeting. If there was a way to explain using the 250, using some income, setting up some things aside, not promising hiring for you, but just saying like be super conservative in how you can pay for this in like 5 years. That to me makes a lot of sense because we're talking about unique facilities and you guys bring in a profit. So go a little bit bigger and make it something you can utilize.
We've talked because I've told Bart, I mean, and part of this is, and if we have to pay for it, is if this goes up, I got to have another recreation employee. So we're also going to either, A, the city's going to support that, or we got to pay for that too.
Or you got classes in there that have instructors and that kind of.
We would need a full-time employee, like to help
inside the place,
to program this place.
Okay.
Like right now, Shay, Steve, Tyler, Rhian they're maxed out. So we would have to bring somebody in here to help expand programming.
Would it be full-time?
Yes. So I mean, you're looking at a relative.
Should be like the schools. Always just build a building first, and then.
But as Joel said, I mean, I put in the packet.
Later, that's when they throw it at you.
We have plans.
Well, we got the building now what are we going
to
do?
My thought really was to get all your questions, to come back to the next November meeting and discuss this one more time and make sure we have everything in place before we present it to City Council. I know it'll probably come up October 29th. There's a goal-setting session. It'll be discussed there with the City Council, at least preliminary. And I'm sure Joel and Ken will be talking to their fellow aldermen already about it in the packet, so it's not like they don't know it's not coming. But I at least wanted to get and to get your guys' questions together so we're ready before we go in front of City Council with this.
Did I not close it?
Okay, one other thing. How does this size compare? Remember when we were going to put the addition to Beecher?
It's smaller.
And I say, what was the size comparison there?
That was bigger.
That was
going to be a gym. Now, I do want to throw one other thing out there because our city administrator has another option that he is going to want to propose. And he's having Scott and I work on that with some drawings. Also, is to take this 50 by 60 and add on to Beecher. Because Beecher needs tremendous amount of work done. And we then get the big build, big room of Beecher, which
I see that as a
so
it's kind of it's a concession on your end, but on the other hand,
so now on the positive side to it is we would only have to pay the $250,000-$300,000, and in theory we would get a bigger room right out of the gate. That big room is you could do some basketball in there if we were able to redo it. The negative side is you're now tied to the Beecher Center and you're tied to the seniors, and you would have some of these issues that would potentially pop up with conflicts and things of that nature. Now, his proposal would be, no, that would be your room and your room only. We would add on to Beecher the 50 by 60,
right,
and that's where their food program and all that would go.
Right.
But, I mean, Shane and I talked, I think Scott, I mean, our concerns are, I mean, you're kind of now getting... Instead of branding ourselves as an individual building and having our own identity, you're now kind of with that whole thing. And I feel like if we have our room there, you know, you can still have a relationship with the seniors and things of that nature. But, you know, we still have them and have our own identity where you have our own sign and stuff like that. So on the flip side, you know, from the city council's point of view, this would be killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah. What's that AC? $400,000?
They're going to have to spend
it. Remember when it came down to that grant?
And
we had for $800,000, we could have got the gym, redone all the heating cooling, and upgraded the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was the only one that was the grant. That was going to be a $2.5 million grant for $800,000.
There was an energy grant, right?
Yeah, it was some kind of grant that this
came. That grant was the parks facility grant.
Yeah.
This is a new one. It's an energy grant that would cover your havoc and your kitchen for those seniors.
That's the big one. Features that.
I gave the info to you guys.
I passed it on. That could be an option too, to where, and we'll probably have to come back with that because I know Bart's asking us to come up with drawings for that he'd like to see that.
At least
present something to City Council with that too.
Part of my confusion is, what is Beecher Center? Like what's the relationship?
It was donated
by
the senior center
family. No, it was a Parks and Rec building.
It was a Parks and Rec building for a long. I started there,
mm-hmm.
And then when the seniors lost their space over at where the movie theater is now.
Okay.
It was just basically decided you guys are moving and they're going in there.
So basically Harold Oliver, I believe, came in and he offered Parks and Rec some money and to share it. So then we went and did the offices over there, and then next thing you know, we got the boots on.
So there's nothing Parks and Rec over there?
No.
That was
it's completely a series.
The only time you ever use it is once or twice a year for Christmas stuff.
Christmas. I mean, we've tried to build a relationship with the city. We do not. And then you have Boy Scouts and stuff like that use it, but there's no...
Are they paying... Is there a rent?
Whatever you guys approve.
I think it was like $500.
Did you just approve like a 5-year extension with them?
Yeah, I remember the extension. I didn't remember the dollar amount because it's always like you can't.
It's really little.
Like,
don't be messing with the seniors.
That's what I was going
to
say.
That's what you don't want to do.
Different nomenclature. Yeah, it's that makes sense, but understand that regardless, we're still on the hook for $400,000. I think it was $400,000. For just the HVAC.
It was a total of $800 for the whole thing.
Yeah.
But
I remember the HVAC was ridiculous.
You're right, it was $400,000. You have the HVAC, you have the kitchen all has to be redone, and then there's probably a lot of work inside.
I thought that bid was $30,000 or $40,000.
There's a grant for that. From ComEd.
We've had grants come in before.
It's an energy grant.
Sometimes you get grants and they say, here's the money. I was kidding.
drink energy. And for the kitchen, it covered, so, and it's for any facility, not just parks.
That could be an option also.
City Hall.
Grants never go anywhere.
Any thoughts?
I don't like the Beecher Center idea at all.
Well, now that I understand the direction, yeah, that would suck.
I don't like it either. I think you have to really identify yourself. And you have to, as I was going to say, what are we going to call it? I know that's the cart before the horse, but it'd be very important to not whatever we call it.
The Lane Center? The Dan Lane Center?
I didn't tell you.
I just got it.
I think we have to name it something, though, too, that would, if it goes through, that would
correct.
Give us more of a... what do we call it over here again? What's it called?
The ARC.
ARC. That's great, too.
Administrative Office.
Nobody knows what that is.
No. We would need to come up with a name. There's no doubt.
There have to be some sort of community.
Yes.
Parks.
I mean, really. So I like the idea of separating ourselves from that. Yeah, senior services. Yeah, I work with them. That's Betty over there. She's pretty... I don't think she'd want to know that.
This hasn't even been presented to
them. No,
this was literally like Bart saying, and I don't know how they're going to feel about it, where they're going to be told, you have to leave this room. I don't know how smoothly that's going to go. Because I told Bart, that's the only way for us, to me, that makes sense, is that we would at least get a bigger space and we're only putting up the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much would...
But I'm not a big fan of it either, because we lose our own identity and our own branding. Yeah. And I personally have some concerns as that we become now in charge of the whole building, and now I'm also helping out seniors with their programming. And when Betty goes, that they're going to have to want someone to step in there and like take over.
Isn't that like a franchise? Senior Services?
Yes. Yeah, it's a company.
It's a for-profit company, if I'm not mistaken.
But why would it be your responsibility if it's...
You know how things happen.
Yeah, understood.
How did the 4th of July become a responsibility?
Yeah. Well, you're really good looking.
You volunteered.
So, I mean, these things occur.
Was volunteered.
Everybody stepped back into the stand.
It was up there.
So how much would the 250 by 8 building be then?
You're probably not like $600,000.
$600,000. Compared to 250 that we're looking at.
This is probably $300,000.
I think it was, I can't remember. I think it was 60 by 8. That was for a gymnasium. The larger building was almost double the size of this one. So it was like 130 by 70.
But
to get a gym in there, keep in mind, you still have to have bathrooms and storage. Yeah. To get a 50 foot by 80 foot gym floor in there, you need much
still
larger
be bigger to be around.
Yeah. Right. So that's it's a large, much larger building.
So if we started with this, it's you could expand
right.
10
Absolutely.
Years from now or whatever.
Yes. Start, build from there, get people walking through the door. You know, start creating, you're right, and then expand from there. I mean, we have plenty we could go in there, you know.
So when you guys are, if it were to pass or whatever, you guys would design it, or it would be designed in a way that you wouldn't put, you know, you could blow out the back end or however that
this is designed.
That's your design.
So that's the way it's designed.
Right. Yes.
We talked about it? Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We talked about that with the contractor, knowing full well that down the road we would want to build it. Have the ability to expand it if we wanted to.
So this isn't a gym, this is a pole barn.
Yeah, so most buildings are built like that.
So you can then, you could do half gym things, basically.
Like all-star sports, or like even, you know,
kindergarten
basketball,
things
like that.
Because that's how, I mean, the corner room at the rec center was just like that. So this would basically, this be two of those things?
Small gym.
Be like the youth gym, kind of.
The back gym.
Yeah.
Just one of those, or two of them?
No, one.
Just, that's what's it.
But
with bathrooms and storage.
But we can, I mean, it's a start. Like, right now, it's some place for us to go. The library's been nice. We're using their old section now, and that's been super helpful, and we're getting kids in there and using it. But again, the only day once a week that I can get consistently is a Friday. Then after that, so this is at least somewhere for like a week. We don't have anywhere else to go at this point. And so, I mean, it's not everything we want. But it's a start,
something,
and hopefully
that
it's what we need, not what we want, Jill.
Right, and hopefully as we keep going and we can go, we can keep dreaming bigger, and we can keep adding on. I mean, that's obviously the intention.
I don't know. I'd have to ask the fire marshal. I'm sure it's based on square footage. I could find out.
Yeah. Square footage and fixtures and all that crap. So if you got 250, this would only cost the city $50,000.
Well, I think we can do some of the work ourselves. I think we can bring this in.
We're trying to present this in a way as we would not be asking the city for anything.
I like that.
that can literally, I mean, my plan is, and staff and I talked is that this fiscal year we're going to try to clear off most of our wish list items, go into next year saying we're going to pay for an employee out of our transfer that we're already getting, mm-hmm. and get going with this for a year or two, and then hopefully start generating revenue that we can then pay for other things after that.
Make a savings account.
That all flows into the general fund.
Yeah. So, obviously, I mean, if we go bigger, then it's going to be funds from, you know, the general fund would have to support that.
Do you think the city would go for that, though?
I don't know. I'll probably have a better idea after the October 29th meeting. I probably have a feeling what they want to say. I mean, I know the city, there's a lot of things that the city wants to do. I definitely know how to present it. But, you know, I like everybody, and, you know, I don't want to get in a situation like the rec center where now, you know, everyone's looking at the budget every single month and questioning everything, and if things aren't going well out of the gate, that, well, we put this money up and you were going to generate revenue. At least this way we can present it in a way whereas we didn't ask for anything. We did this ourselves.
Right.
And then as it goes and gets better, we can add on to it. I definitely feel more comfortable with that, unless, you know, people like Joel and Ken and them are like, no, build it bigger. You know, we don't care about the losses out of the gate.
Well, that's when I have my want glasses on.
Yes. I mean, there is a benefit to going bigger besides money, is you could then, like I said, offer open gym to kids from the high school.
That's a huge thing. Out now. Mm-hmm. People that I know, they're not coming here. They're going over to West Legal Land. They're going over to... They're just not staying here. And I think if we went bigger, we could be offering more and we'd make more money. I think... I understand what you're saying, and you know, but again, sometimes we have to, you know, the city's got to put their big boy pants on and look to the future. I don't think they have a really good plan.
Well, I think this is a start for the future, though. Like, Dan, you have to, it's, budget constraints are huge right now, especially when we're not getting as much revenue from the state. This is a way to actually get it in and ground, on the ground running.
I just don't think, see, I think we should try to get more.
Well, and both of them present it. Both
will be. I say present them both unless City Council figure out.
I think you've got to present them both, but I mean,
what they're willing to put into it.
You know, I mean, because we're a big city here. Let's quit acting small town now. This is not small town anymore. You can't. If you act in small town, no one's going to be coming in here. You're getting more homes that are coming in here now. You want more people to come here, and if there's no programming for the kids, they're not coming. They're just not going to be coming. There's a lot of talk over by me in Heartland that there's no program unless they send all the kids over to Sweetland. People are not coming. They're not saying bring your kids in here anymore because there's nothing going. Unless you go to a reselling, go play baseball or playing soccer, there's nothing for the little kids. There's no swimming, there's nothing. And it's not bringing people out. Sometimes you have to, in my opinion, go out and spend a little money and you will get it back. But I understand, you know.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
The reason why this makes more sense than the previous attempt is that this, you have a hand in constructing it and knowing what's in the building as opposed to taking a.
That's true.
You know, 15, 20 year old building.
That's true.
Let's take our chances. See what we can do. This in my, like, I was an adamant hell no on the other one. This makes perfect sense because you're starting from, I understand it takes longer to construct, but.
But it's expandable too. I think that's a huge point. Whereas I think
but will you expand? That's the point. Will you expand? I mean, well,
sure.
Well, I hope you will. But
you have down two houses, open up Apple Tree, and all of a sudden we got a throughway through.
I mean, you get 20 acres back as you expand. You can build as big a building as you want.
The Dan Lane Mall of Yorkville.
It has a ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
And the good thing, too, is once you build it, even if they're unhappy and they fire me, the building's still here. It's not at the rec center.
Exactly.
Well, this stays, I mean, so.
Isn't this right where your car got stuck in the water?
All right.
That's right where it was.
It was over there more.
Right here.
Right in the dip.
Right, oh, yeah.
Right here. That's where
it's at.
Why did you even bring that up?
We're tough.
The C6 Memorial.
We got a new car.
I got a catalog out of it.
What we'll do is, we'll bring this back in November, because we'll have probably informal discussion at the goal setting meeting on October 29th. Shane and I will put some programs together so you can see what we're doing in there, and then I'll have a better feel for what City Council thinks. By that time.
Yeah. So what would it cost City Council to 300,000?
Okay. Yeah, it is. 50. Because you already got 250.
So, and an employee said too.
An employee.
Yeah. No money.
It was probably going to cost city council. I mean, they give us a transfer. It's going to cost city council probably no additional funds. We'll be able to do this on our own.
Okay, but whatever.
If we want to go bigger,
yeah,
you go bigger.
Go bigger.
Go bigger. You're looking at like $300,000 the city council would have to come up with.
Hey, ye little Faye. Mm-hmm. Do you know how persuasive Ken is?
I'm sure. Ken.
So we will bring this back with some more detailed information. And then I'll have a better idea of what city council feels after the meeting.
Find out how much YYBS would pay for indoor batting practice in the winter.
Well,
but Joel, here's the problem. They've kind of partnered up with Swing, which is in Montgomery.
Yep.
It's a warehouse that...
Yep.
So I know that they've tied up with that. So.
That's the 60538. This is the 60567.
And I don't think you want that in this building.
True.
It's not going to be constructed to take that, really.
I mean, rentals are great options, and I mean, I think we could do some things like that, but... I mean, if you're renting it out, let's say 50% of the time, that it means 50% of the time we can't add additional programming if we wanted to, because we're tied to them. We're spending all of our resources getting things prepped and ready to go and worrying about what they're doing. So not that it isn't a great avenue that we could look into, but I know as far as our staff of like our ideas of what we'd like to do, rentals is probably more towards the bottom and doing things more on our end so that we can utilize it as much as we can. So, but again, I mean, that's always a topic of discussion and things with you guys as well, but so.
Any other questions?
So we will get something.
I can't guarantee anything. I mean, it would have to be... They have to sign off.
Something will be erected.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we gotta have something.
Yes.
I mean,
I'd rather go
large. It's current rent money, technically.
Yeah.
It's a sort of part of per part.
Right.
Yes. I mean, we are gonna propose something, and we're gonna say this is what we want, and we need at the next meeting to make a recommendation from this board to city council what we want.
Right.
And then it will go into their hands, and I'm sure it won't be just one meeting. I'm sure they'll want one or two meetings to discuss this. So, but at least it gets the ball rolling. So, yes, my hope is to have something constructive. That's why I want to present something that we can say we're paying for, no questions asked. I think it makes it a little more difficult for the city council to say no to something that we're saying we can do on our own without extra additional funds.
So,
I mean, I think we have support. I don't understand why you would say no.
I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, look at any other place around here that has to
end up understanding that on this case.
They've got to help us out. We don't have a park district like most of the other places.
They're looking at future electric bills. You know,
well, the 250 came from a deal that came from our park.
I think something will happen. Everybody knows we made our presentation to park board. We made our recommendation before we sold the land. City council knows what this money was going to be used for.
But wasn't
what Tim just said about it was mentioned about.
Well, I mean, it was in a memo.
Parks and Rec money.
But
yes.
There was talk about that money not going to Parks and Rec, that they were going to somehow absorb it. I mean, I heard
it.
The only time there was a discussion was it was not to go to Park and Rec, it was to put it in the Bristol Bay regional park. Because the grant had been suspended.
I mean, like, you can't be trusted to figure out what to do with that money.
But that issue is off the table because now the grant's reinstated.
Right.
Good.
I'm glad you feel the same way.
I heard it, and
my brain almost blew up.
She was like immediately going, "What?" I'm listening to the audio.
It was never. It was never about taking money away. It was just about where the funds should go.
No, it's yours.
So
you bring in money, you should be able
to. They're not where the fund should go. It was taking it away.
Well, but it was going into a park.
It was going into a park.
Yeah, but it was taking away our decision to do the best thing and staff's recommendation to do what we need.
That was
fun. Well, his argument was that the developer developed that area and gave it as park space. So if you sell part of it off, that should stay. That money should stay in that area.
We had a grant pending for.
I think it was like $7,000.
Well, I mean, the argument would be.
You're gonna give me all this stuff.
Community use.
Yeah.
That's how land cash is supposed to be spent.
Where it needs to be spent.
So you have bare bones, you have pie in the sky, and you have realistic, which is kind of in between the two. Go 3 feet north of realistic.
we'll see what we can do.
So
I think both are bare bones. Let's not mistake that. Even the large building is bare bones. It's not, you know, steel truss roof. It's still a larger facility, but it is not by any stretch of imagination.
I'm just saying when you're here where there's barely nothing, it's just a building. Like, I still think concrete floor is perfect. I mean, you don't have to go parquet right away. But don't go just north of realistic, or just north of bare bones. You got bare bones, you got pie in the sky, and you got realistic, which is a little bit north of this one. Go a little bit further so that there's room to discuss. What can we take away that makes us a little bit more, not acceptable is a bad word, but make your a little bit north of realistic for the people who want to have to make, or not want to, but have to make a decision on dipping into the general fund.
Well, too, so, if you're doing a building, I think you should, you know, the construction should really be
realistic and you're
out of steel.
Exactly. I mean, give me $900,000, I'll build you a really nice building. Really nice.
Use his realistic.
That is realistic, right? Yeah, that's you know.
Can go a little bit higher than that.
That could get you two gyms. That could get you.
We'll bring this back in November. So we'll have more detailed information, things of that nature.
I said, pay attention to materials too.
Before this goes up,
instead of stick, trusses, use metal. Put a little more money into the building. I get that.
It's also why when it goes wider than 60 and 50 feet, you know, all that load bearing stuff, the bigger you go, the more it costs. And then you go to
I just say do it right the first time.
Good example.
Along with wood.
Good example is the Burks building over there. That section is 60 feet. Because I know the Reds use a section of that. It's 60 by 60.
Which one is this?
Burks.
Burks. Next to where it's where the Christian, Yorkville Christian's at now. They're in the front part. Oh. The middle part belongs to the Reds rent that. And then the end piece is some guy collects ovals.
That whole building is 60?
60 feet wide. And then the Reds, it's in 60 foot sections. And it's like three or four sections. So it's long, but it's in 60-foot sections. So it's—I know because when the boys get over, it's yeah, you're right because baseballs get thrown through plywood.
Cute drywall. Imagine this place.
Oh, drywall never.
I don't know.
I like the gym across Lutheran is got 5-inch drywall in the wall, and they use it. I mean, it's a full running gun style basketball, and in practice we bounce the balls off the wall. Intentionally, and we've never blown a hole in it.
The padding things on the side, though. Been in there
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Staff reports?
Can we discuss the other thing?
I was going to talk about it.
That's part of the staff report.
So I don't know if you see the guys got anything.
Do you want to go first, Scott?
I'll go ahead, check. I'll find mine.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall we're going to touch on, in general, our summer, we're kind of wrapping up from that, you know, special event season and everything, and we had a tremendous year, I mean, a tremendous summer, really, we hit the weather pretty well for most of our main events, so we're seeing that in the budget, and it was really great to see everybody out there enjoying, you know, all of our hard work. Fall Fest weather did not really work for us as well, but we still had, I mean, it was downpouring, and we still had families coming out and doing pumpkins in the rain and doing haystack in the rain, and so I think we really have a great event that we can expand on or even just keep as is. We just need to hit the right weekend with weather, and I think, I mean, it was huge on Facebook, people tagging and liking it and commenting. People stayed almost the entire time to actually see the pumpkin pull, and it was terrible, terrible weather. So it gives us really good hope for the future, seeing that 2 years in a row we've kind of had terrible weather. People still keep coming and getting excited about it. So I think they sold all 300 pumpkins.
Well, they sold 100 more pumpkins this year than last year.
Yeah. And it was still...
I mean, a lot of people came out to watch the time. I think that's a really unique event that will continue to grow.
So, exciting. I mean, exciting to see where that can go. So, and then right now we're just kind of getting everything done and ready to go for our holiday event that's coming up in November, the weekend before Thanksgiving. So we'll be up at Circle Center again with the PTO doing, helping them, kind of joining them with their Winter Wonderland Festival and then doing the parade downtown with the tree lighting and the fireworks. So that's in the works, as well as Chili Chase on Sunday. So if you guys, anyone wants to come out, help, or volunteer, we'd be more than happy to have you there. with the fall, everything just starts in the fall, and numbers are great. I mean, preschool is up tremendously. Right now we have 91 kids coming through our doors on a weekly basis between preschool and Ready, Set, Go. That's just incredible. And that's from the very beginning. Usually it grows as the year progresses. So right now, out of the 40 positions in Ready, Set, Go, we have 35 of them filled at the beginning of the year. And that's 2- and 3-year-olds. A lot of those kids infiltrate into our preschool. So we are really seeing having that program going well. We're seeing the numbers in our preschool now. And so we're running, so yeah, so I think every day we have 4 different classes of like preschool race that go going on. So really successful and very, very exciting for us, and it's keeping us very busy. Fall soccer, again, I think we were up just slightly, maybe like 20 more kids this year, but again, we keep seeming to be increasing our numbers every season that we're doing. So that is this weekend, is our last weekend for that. And then men's softball. We actually had better. We have 12 teams right now that are currently participating, and that I think is like 4 more teams than what we had last fall. So we are actually starting to see a trend. Is starting to increase now again, which it died there for a couple of years. So I know Tyler has worked extremely hard. We've made a lot of changes to try to like keep up with the trends of what other people are doing, and we're actually now starting to see the difference. So that's really exciting. And Oswego actually just had. I mean, they're going to like the middle of November, I think, for their softball league right now for the fall, because they had so many cancellations due to field issues that we did not have. So I think they had to cancel. I mean, we've only canceled one night so far, and they've, I think, had like maybe 3 or 4.
We got good staff.
Yeah, so I mean, a tremendous effort on the park staff. I mean, it's really showing it, and people are talking. And a lot of people we've heard are fed up with it and are looking elsewhere now for next year, potentially. So we're hoping that maybe we can capitalize on that and see where the numbers go. So so just kind of an exciting trend that we're seeing that we're hoping will continue on to next year. Let's see what else. Basketball, we have, registration just ended for that. Actually, we're only down in one division right now. It's 5th and 6th boys. Everything else already just at the end of registration period, we're pretty much where we were last year. And we usually have quite a significant amount of kids registered late. So, again, we're just securing coaches and getting everything planned for that. And I'll probably be having a meeting with the school district here soon just to start prepping and planning, as we'll be utilizing, I think, about 5 schools every Saturday and 4 on a weekly basis. So five days out of the week, we're going to be using 4 or 5 schools anytime school is not being used. So kind of exciting to see that just continuing to grow and people registering for it. So then I'm just winter spring catalog is getting planned now and should be out the beginning of December. So rotating through, keeping everything busy, and people just keep coming, so we're just handling it the best we can and trying to keep up with all the trends and keeping people registering for our events. So
there's the proof right there, her report.
Mm-hmm. The egg hunt, Halloween egg hunt is next Friday, 7 o'clock at Town Square, if you'd like to come out and help out. So we've kind of changed it now that we're doing Fall Fest, with some pumpkins there. Went back to Town Square, which it's a better location for that activity. It's nice there with the leaves and everything.
Egg hunt only. It's done in like half an hour.
So.
Really?
You literally, if you're not there at 7 o'clock, I have people coming to me by 7:15 saying, I didn't get any eggs. Yeah, so like by 7:30, we're loading up the van because all the eggs are found and the kids are done. Like they line the car.
You've been out at it.
Yeah, but it's been at beach and there's pumpkins and pizza.
Oh, no. This is, you show up at like literally, you get your spot at like 6:50, 7 o'clock, I announce it. And
yeah, I'll line up on that.
Yep.
So I'm a single parent that night, so I'm like, oh. Now it's going to be 20 minutes. Let's do it.
It'll be, it's fun. It's really cute.
But it's one of the better events we do. I mean, it's really unique.
We love it every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, feel free to come on out to that. Bring your little.
Yeah, it coincides with the bedtime routine, so I like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Hunt for eggs, get them all ready, then yep.
Turn them out.
There's no candy in the eggs, right? It's all just
half are candy, half are toys. So, you don't tell them there's anything in it. You just have them hunt for it, and then you confiscate the
candy. Scott? Nothing out of normal. We did replace... we did jackhammer out a chunk of concrete out at Kiwanis Park. It had dropped, and we were no longer ADA compliant, so we pulled out a fairly sizable section of concrete and re-poured it, so, and pinned it. So we are once again ADA compliant there for the wheelchair ramp that goes up onto the equipment there at Kiwanis. Our guys have been really busy doing, you know, where they're not doing baseball. Obviously, they're laying out spraying fields for YYTF, youth tackle football, also for our in-house soccer. Playground divisions been trying to get out and add additional surfacing to all those playgrounds that are a little bit low. They've made pretty good headway. They're about halfway through the parks. I anticipate hopefully before the snow's flying that we'll get through that completely. We've got a couple of new employees. I don't know if you're aware of that. Both Glenn Clayfish and Doug Smith are new. They're both in our turf divisions. So they're both great employees, but still learning their routes, doing a great job mowing. But I have noticed an uptake on the maintenance, which is nice. Both of those guys in our, we have a part-time, full-time seasonal guy who's in our turf as well, who have really kind of latched on to really trying to help beautify our parks as they're out there, not just mowing and spring trimming, but actually taking care of the weeds, you know, pruning some of the shrubs, things like that. And actually they're working in groups right now, going around to each park, trying to get a little bit of mulch down, doing some edging. And again, I don't think they'll be able to get to every site in the next year, but we're looking really at trying to break it down to where if we can get to each park every other year and kind of do a once over on it, we'll be ahead of the game. Obviously set up for a lot of the special events, things like that. Obviously the big project was, I hope you guys all had a chance to get down to Riverfront Park and see the stone wall that got put in. Just wanted to kind of highlight that that's really the talent that we have on our staff.
I've seen it twice in the last 2 weeks.
So, I mean, we can do things like that. It's nice to see the staff, you know. Yeah, I know that this board has particularly talked about some of those things in the past about why our parks, you know, aren't maybe a little bit more heavily landscaped or hardscaped. That just shows you that it can be done. It's just a matter of do we have the money and the time to do it. So, I mean, it turned out fairly well down there as far as the wall goes. You know, we'll stay tuned on the rest of it. We do have an Eagle Scout project that's finishing up at Riverfront Park, too. They basically came in and created a nice little sitting area there along the river, on that river walk. Did a stone wall, a little brick area they're finishing up. That'll end up having a couple of benches on it. And if you remember back in, I think it was June or July, where we had the Chicago Whitewater Association came in and donated 3 trees in memory of some members. So that's kind of, that was all kind of planned together. So that's finishing up this fall too, so that should be kind of a nice feature. And as people are walking down that area along the river there, they can actually have a seat and relax, or, you know, just watch the, you know,
Scott, is that Eagle Scout laying the bricks and laying the walls himself?
Well,
or are you advising? Because I know it's, I mean, it's done very professionally. Right?
Well, I did advise them, but really what the Eagle Scouts project are is they're there to, they're not necessarily there to do the work, they're there to manage it.
Okay.
So they're finding people that can help them do those things.
Okay.
And we certainly, you know, ahead of time I gave them a lot of advice and a lot of technical information so that they can get it approved to get it done, and kind of work with them on that.
Yeah.
We did give them a little bit of help, but by and large he's done.
Well, it looks great.
Itself, looks real great.
I mean, it's a very, very nice job.
Yeah, I would agree. No, and other than that, I mean, just our staff just keeping up. I'm noticing things are starting to catch up a little bit, which is helpful. So we got a really couple of new good guys that are really paying off. So it's nice to see that.
To continue on Riverfront Park, did everyone get the email today concerning the status of that? So we're basically in a holding pattern right now as inspections still continue with that. Obviously, we have a minor to semi-minor major problem where there is a petroleum smell contamination in the soil. We're figuring out the extent of it and what our next steps are. So,
where is that coming from? When I was reading the email, I was trying to understand how, what, why.
There's all kinds of reasons.
You don't know what truth is. You hear a lot of rumors after the fact, but you just don't know what truth is. I mean, I've been with the city 25 years, and that's always been a gravel area. That area's always, the boat launch, I mean, the dam kind of used to kind of come up there, and there used to be like a little boat ramp just north.
25 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, you could literally put.
So would they have been dumping over there? Is that why that would be, or is there a line underneath that's leaking something?
You know, I don't have an answer. It's just always been a gravel pad where people have parked to enjoy the riverfront park, and I don't know if there was something there. You know, I hear rumors and things like that. I don't necessarily want to show them because I don't know what the truth is.
I don't really have an answer why this has happened. I mean, we don't know. So the only thing we do know right now is we have a problem. We have our environmental consultants working with us to determine the extent of the problem now. And then it's going to be a matter of, you know, taking options to bar the city council of how to solve this problem.
It's nothing we did. It's just something that was existing that we were unaware of.
So, I mean,
it was usually when that happens, there's a reason, and there's only like 3 or 4 options or, you know, possibilities of that could be happening.
I looked at Google Earth to see where it was running downhill from someplace.
I mean,
if it lines up with
it's an issue. I mean, if you came and when they dig out the hole, I mean, it overwhelms you. You know it's a problem. You know, when they were digging the footings out for the playground bill, Scott called me and said, you better come down here. And that was me, like, we need to stop the project. We need to figure out what's wrong here.
Did this ever negate the project?
I don't have any answers until the study and the inspection is done and what we have to do.
City council, you're saying your email might cost $100,000 or something like that?
Would
they go for it, or would they just say, we're not...
Well, you're...
You have to remediate it.
They're going to have... I mean, I hate to say that. I mean, something's going to have to be solved. You just can't leave it.
But would the playground ever... We've got the equipment. Is the playground ever not going to be there, though?
I can't answer
that. Because you have to remediate all that.
Because I'm wondering if it's all that work...
Right now,
I don't believe anybody...
asking all the questions that they can answer right now.
Until we get... We need to get the studies all done, the inspections all done, and then we have a better idea of where we're at. So, basically, we're going to flip this. I mean, this project goes on hold. We're going to now start working on Bristol Bay, that grant, and start working on that grant and finishing that in a time frame that's approved. And while we're trying to figure out what our issues here, we really can't go any farther with Riverfront. We can't put in a fishing pier or anything else until we know our issues here, because obviously this is all tied to a grant. And if there's an option we can't do the playground, then we have a bigger problem.
Right? Yes,
so
we
need to get this addressed first. So we've decided we're just going to move ahead with Bristol Bay because we have to get that grant done as well. So that we're going to just flip it and start working on that one right away instead of waiting. And then we'll continue to do on the inspection.
Is the testing and remediation something we can do locally, or does that automatically bring in state agencies, federal agencies?
No, we're not to the level that...
EPA.
I'm asking. I just want to understand.
I mean, there's options. There's an involuntary program that you can go into. But right now, you have to, before you do anything, you have to determine where your area is at, what your problems are.
So we're doing that right now.
We've got environmental consultants in here. They did the testing. We just found out the results last week. We're still, from those results, we need to do more testing to determine, okay, where does this, how big is it, you know, and things of that nature.
Tim, from what the email that we got, this seems like the tone's changed a little bit, like it's more serious than originally thought. Is that true? Because
yes.
We got some studies, some stuff.
Yes,
so,
yes, yes. I mean, the hope was initially was the testing was going to come back and the answer was going to be just... encapsulate it, put the playground in, call it a day. It's a bigger problem than that.
Why? So, because it's going deeper than...
Well, that's what we need to find out. Is it going to the river or not? If it's going to the river, then you're looking at an issue of you're going to have to remove all the dirt. Mm-hmm. It has to go to a special place that can handle dirt like that. You have to redo the dirt and put in new dirt. So right now we need to determine where this goes, as well as how...
And how did it get there?
Like Scott said, we've heard various rumors. We don't know. And to some extent, it doesn't matter. It's our problem. I mean, now it's an issue the city has to solve. So,
and
we're also trying to get
store vehicles on a
gravel road. You have to put a.
That's what was my point with it.
So, yes, I can't sit here and say, or is it possible that playground? Yes, it's definitely well, a possibility that
it was real close to there.
That's not our hope. That's not our goal. I don't think that's anyone's goal. We have to solve the problem no matter what.
Well, that was my next question. Let's say you don't do the playground because you know what's happening now. It has to be resolved.
Well, I mean, the city council could just say no. I mean, they could just say do nothing and take over whatever liability comes in play.
Well, they'll tell you from here to there.
You could, in theory, do nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think you want to do what's correct here, and that's what everybody wants to do, is what's the correct thing to do. And
different kind of
we're still trying to figure out. We're trying to determine that. I don't have all the answers. Cause
well, will the testing go beyond the site of the playground or the nearby area? Will it encompass a broader part of the riverfront?
Those are all things that we're deciding with the environmental
consultants. That's what I was wondering about, too, if it's standing. When they put the dam in, did they run into this then?
We're contacting to find out their studies, so we're trying to get their studies to determine what happened.
Yeah, it's nice to be smoking over there.
No, they already tested. It's not that bad. One of my guys smokes.
When you're digging and you smell like that, you don't think that that's an issue.
They would already.
Like I was out there with
they would already. They would already.
Have you guys ever seen an oil sheen or anything on the water down there? I know it flows, but sometimes it just sits there.
You mean in the river or in the
moving, no,
yeah, but sometimes it's gotten so dry.
Right.
I'll continue to update you. Our plan, though, is we'll continue to do the studies. Some of these decisions are going to be above our heads. They're going to have to go to the mayor, to BART, to the city council to be made.
When is the IEPA coming out? I mean, when are they coming out?
Well, they're not coming out right now. This is a city control thing. I mean, one. We're not to that level yet.
Oh, they don't even
so there's like what level one, level
there's
two, level three. It's like you got to get to a level
three, yeah.
And we're still trying to determine all that where we're at. So
what are we telling residents of why they're?
We're, I don't. Think
we're still trying to figure it out.
Well, no, we put out a Facebook.
We
statement.
Do people that ask, how come the park isn't starting?
Oh, right.
Because we have soil issues.
We have soil issues.
We don't know the extent. We don't know. We really can't say much of anything. Other than we know there's an issue. We just don't know the extent or what the action will be. So to say anything would be a misstatement. Because we just don't know everything yet.
We're still trying to do all the studies and the inspections and figure out what has to happen here.
So do these studies get reported to somebody besides or just back to us?
It's come to staff. So.
This is all on you now.
So we don't know what kind of petroleum products were mixed in there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's,
no. We're trying to get all the details.
We know it's petroleum products.
Yes.
We don't know what.
We're trying to get all the details, and that's why we're doing further studies. We know after the first round of studies, there's a bigger problem here. Yeah.
There used to be a gas station.
So we're trying to get it done. More studies are being done right now.
We need a park after that.
Is there some historian that knows what the dirt snack is?
Those old tanks.
For
years.
Again, I've heard people say things. I don't know what is fact.
That's the only thing that they have.
So I don't know. I don't want to go and tell and say it was so and so or this or that and not be accurate because then it's slander.
It's
a guess.
So we just got the information. Bart's, I forwarded you guys on the email. That's the first email he sent out to city council. I forwarded right on to you guys. Like, we're giving out information as soon as it's coming to us. So unfortunately, the testing is going to take a little longer than we all anticipated. That's why we've made the decision. We're just going to shift gears and start working on Bristol Bay, so at least we can get that.
Are they going to bore the street, too, in front of the park to see
those are all,
where it's coming?
All those decisions are being made by the environmental consultant, so they'll give us what they think.
You start in certain areas and then work your way out to see where...
The good thing is we cut it before the park is in.
Correct.
Yeah, no kidding.
You
well,
have to
you can...
sample down the parks before you come in.
No. Because well, you would never have had this issue.
You'd
never
have
anything
like
this.
And then really the only thing that alarmed us was the smell.
Right. Like it's as bad as the smell, obviously.
Can you see something in the soil when you're digging it out? Does it look different than the soil?
I'm not an expert. I don't know.
It looks pretty dirt. But it was wet when I saw it.
I'm not an expert. I don't know.
But Yorkville has good soil. From the glaciers.
It's dark and wet.
So I'll keep you updated. At least on grants, we're going
to
start moving.
At least you didn't say another thing. Swear to God, I'm going to put it on a shirt.
What, moist?
The other one.
Any other questions on that?
No.
This is one that I'd like to at least just give you an FYI unless somebody has a huge problem with it. We did get an offer on the caboose of $5,000.
Yes. Wow. Sweet. Let's take it.
I would like
to. Let's hold off. Hold off for six.
What I'd like to do is.
Come on, someone's going to get five.
I'm going to take this to City Council right away.
Yes. They're moving in. They're getting they're giving us $5,000.
That's $5,000 we can put in the.
Yes.
We're paying them or they're paying us?
No, he's going to give us $2,500 on the day of signing, and then he wants till May 31st to get it out, obviously, because of the winter, and then he'll give us the other $2,500
when he's done. Let's do a publicity.
Is he cutting it up, or what's he?
No, he's planning on keeping it. He's a huge caboose.
I'm sweet.
I don't want to. I'm out of here. So, I'm not going to bring it back.
A huge ass.
He's a huge caboose fan.
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm going to bring it. I'm just going to take it straight to City Council.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
do we need a vote?
It's not on the agenda. We can't vote on it. So I'm just giving you an FYI, unless somebody has a huge problem. Once
it's under $20,000.
I can't sell equipment without your guys.
Why wasn't that on the agenda? We could have done that right
because
away.
I literally just got the offer Friday morning. And so the agenda was already out.
You know, when a buyer's hot, they're hot.
When's the next meeting? Yeah, don't let them.
My point is this. It won't come here for approval.
Right.
It's going to go straight to City.
Meeting?
2 weeks from yesterday or 2 days
from Tuesday.
So it will go straight to City Council.
24th.
So we're not going to vote on it.
You will not vote on it. So unless someone here has a huge problem and they want us to vote on it.
Yeah, we could.
No.
I need the special meeting
it's
money.
It's fine.
So
I thought we'd be paying someone to take it. No. So this is awesome.
So,
somebody's taking it that wants it.
Yeah, it's a gift.
The way it is.
He just, the only other thing is he wants till May 31st to get it moved.
Does he live in the area?
Yeah, where does he live, Scott?
I think in Hinckley.
Hinckley, yeah.
Nice. So we could go and visit it if we wanted to.
He's got
to
figure it out.
Let him find out.
The children.
That's why our offer is zero. He's a mile down the road.
Just a couple other quick last things. Scott Shane and I were at the National Parks and Recreation Conference last week in St. Louis, so good trainings, good sessions. Her staff, some of them will be going to the Illinois Parks and Recreation Association in January. Scott's staff, we're setting up union training, which is where is the union place at? It's way south of here. It's like an hour south of here. So we'll be doing a lot of training for staff.
Speaking of training, we're supposed to be at the one at Plan Commission.
That's what I have for you guys. November 9th is a cross training with the Plan Commission and what how to do board meetings, how to run them properly, things of that nature. If anyone's interested in coming, I will send out an email, but it's on November 9th, 6 p.m. at City Hall.
Take the training.
So it's a good training, a good refreshing.
Just a couple hours.
And it will be with other boards, other committees here in the city. So I will send out an email if people would like to attend. And that is all I have.
It's a good city for me. Need a motion and a second to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Angel.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Bye.